Welcome to the Cognitive Warrior Podcast, Tempore Discreto, which is Latin for thoughtful moment. This is going to be a shorter piece just on something to think about to help clarify a point. So today we want to take a quick moment to try and clarify the responsibility that we all carry when it comes to maintaining law and order, keeping the peace, etc., which recently has been relegated just to police officers. So I think a pretty easy way to do this is to talk about one's health and well-being and safety and security. So we'll start with a question. Who's responsible for your health and well-being? You or your doctor? Well, invariably, what we get as a response is, well, I am, of course. And that's correct. You should be your primary source of health and well-being. So a follow-up question would be, who's responsible for your safety and security? You or the police? And it should be the same answer. You are primarily responsible for your safety and security. So let's clarify that. When we talk about being responsible for your health and well-being, how do I do that? Well, you do it hopefully by trying to eat right, maybe exercise a little bit, get enough rest, those types of things. Those are things you should be doing on a regular basis. And you can take care of minor ailments, you know, common cold, things like that, by having some chicken soup or going to the grocery store to get some over-the-counter medicines to help you get through a common cold. So those are things we do on a daily basis to help keep us healthy. So what about keeping ourselves safe and secure? Is there anything we should be doing on a daily basis? And the answer is yes. What we should be doing is locking our doors, making sure we have adequate lighting around our house, and trying to be overall aware of our surroundings and things that don't fit. We may even talk to our neighbors and see if they're experiencing similar issues, if there is an issue that we're having, seeing strange people in the neighborhood, strange cars, etc. Those are things we are doing on a regular basis, or should be, to keep ourselves safe and secure. So when we talk about these two, we haven't gotten our doctor involved for our health or law enforcement involved for safety because we are doing our part. So when we talk about health and well-being, when do we call our doctor? Well, we tend to call our doctor when something's become acute or chronic. So an example of an acute issue would be a broken bone, and something chronic may be a cough that turns out to be an asthma issue or bronchitis. At that point, we will call our doctor in. So same thing, when do we tend to call the police? Exact same situation. When we run into something that's beyond our means, that's either acute or chronic. So an example of something that's acute that would require law enforcement, aggravated battery, home invasion, those things are acute. They happen and they're boom, right there. You got to have something done. Or chronic. You have an issue of cars at a neighbor's house at odd hours of the night. It's all during the week, and it turns out to be they're dealing narcotics. At that point, you're going to call the police because that's an ongoing chronic issue. So we've reached out to our doctor. We go to our doctor's office. What happens if we go to our doctor's office? We walk in the office and the doctor says, well, tell me what's going on. And we say, screw you. I'm not telling you anything. You figure it out. Well, I can tell you what'll happen depending on what you're coming in for, the severity of the issue. If it's severe enough, they have a duty to care, meaning they will restrain you if necessary, sedate you if necessary, potentially run a bunch of unnecessary tests that may or may not properly identify the issue and may or may not cause more harm than good, all because we refuse to give them any timely and accurate information. What happens when we call law enforcement and they come out? Law enforcement officer gets there, says, what can you tell me? You say, screw you, I'm not telling you anything, you figure it out. Well, same thing, depending on the type of call, they may detain you, do a number of things that may or may not be proper, may or may not get them on the right path, and may or may not cause some serious injury, harm to yourself or somebody else. So we should already start to see a pattern when we understand that we have a role and it goes far beyond the simple things of locking your door or eating well, whether it's maintaining your health and wellness or safety and security. We start to see a pattern. If we're not involved with our doctor, things can go seriously wrong. If we're not involved with law enforcement, things can go seriously wrong. Now, I get it. You go to that doctor, say they have a poor bedside manner, and they come in and they just tell you, be quiet. I'll tell you what you need to do. I'm the doctor. Eventually, you'll not want to use that doctor anymore. Well, the same can go for law enforcement. You know, we have to go in there. If we have a poor bedside manner, you're not going to want us around anymore either. So we need to go in and not do those things. You know, if you have an officer show up and he says, you be quiet, I'm the one in charge, I'll tell you what you need to do, and that's the way it'll be. End result's the same as with a doctor that acts that way. We will not want to have them be around or even offer to help us because we will not accept their help. Now, let's clarify something. If you come in with something that they have you on a stretcher, serious accident, and you're trying to give information, the doctor may have already assessed the severity of it and put you in a position to say, look, we got some serious things to work on first. We'll talk about the others later. Same thing falls for law enforcement. There will be times that the cops show up and say, hey, we don't have time to talk. You need to do this. Do it now. We'll talk after we get everything stable. But now let's say you've gone to that doctor. When you get to the doctor's office and they ask you what's going on, you tell them. You tell them as much information as you can in as timely a fashion as you're able to with as much detail. Well, now you'll eliminate a lot of unnecessary tests. They're more likely to get correctly diagnose what's going on and give you the proper course to recovery. The same can be said for law enforcement. When they show up and ask, can you tell me what's going on? The more specific and relevant information you can get in a timely manner, if you can give that to them, they're more likely to come to the correct conclusion, not improperly make an arrest on anybody that doesn't need to be arrested or chase down a path they shouldn't be chasing. Everybody will be safer in the long run. Again, you can see a direct correlation with being involved with your health and being involved with keeping yourself safe. Law enforcement and your doctor need the same thing. They need your involvement. So when we look at it, when you leave the doctor's office, what do they tell you? They'll give you a course of action, maybe some medicines, and say, hey, call me if it doesn't get better, if it gets worse, or if you have any adverse side effects. Well, same thing. When law enforcement leaves a scene, they should be asking the same thing, and we try to. If you get more information or something changes in the activity, please let us know, and we'll adjust accordingly. So they do the exact same thing. There's a follow-up request if anything changes or doesn't get better. We can look now. In healthcare, we've got the coronavirus going around. There's a lot of things coming out to tell us what to do and how to do it, restrict travel, change habits. And a lot of us are going to be like, I'm not doing that. I don't like it. I don't have to. And invariably, what will happen is this virus will continue to spread. Law enforcement has the same issue. There are times we will come to you and ask you to do things, maybe even tell you to do certain things because of what's going on and what level of involvement we need. And we get it a lot. I'm not doing that. I shouldn't have to. I'm not worrying about it. And invariably what happens is the crime problem gets worse. So again, this was a shorter piece just to try to clarify and gain a better understanding of what we mean by our responsibility as citizens in keeping ourselves safe and our community safe is the same as our responsibility as citizens in keeping ourselves and therefore our communities healthy. Remember, as you look to properly embrace the warrior ethos, specifically this cognitive warrior aspect, ask yourself, are you doing the right thing at the right time, in the right way, and for the right reasons? And continue to be the reader, the writer, the thinker, and the fighter when needed. Until next time, stay safe, stay alert, and stay informed. This has been the Cognitive Warrior Podcast, and we want to thank Audacity for their open source podcast recording software. Our theme music from filmmusic.io, The Descent by Kevin MacLeod, at incompetech.com, license CC by creativecommons.org/license. And of course, the Gallagher Westfall Group for their leadership test and the reader, writer, thinker, fighter aspect.